Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined us today. We're starting a new series this week on prayer. Specifically, I'm calling it Getting Answers to Your Prayers. We all want to see answers to your prayers. And we'll be sharing some keys this week that I know will help you in getting answers to your prayers. So you don't want to miss these episodes this week. I want to start out by saying, though, that it's very important to understand that prayer is a relationship. It's the communication of a relationship. So we should not look at prayer as just a means of getting something from God. But any successful relationship, whether it's a marriage or any kind of relationship, is based on clear and open communication. And so we need to use prayer not just to ask things from God, but to nurture a friendship, nurture a relationship, talking honestly with Him, worshiping Him, giving thanks to Him, acknowledging His goodness and His greatness. And then in the midst of our relationship and fellowship with Him, we can ask things of our God, and He has promised to answer prayer. Now, there are five different principles we're going to look at this week. Today, we're going to look at praying in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow, we'll look at praying in faith. And Wednesday, we will talk about the importance of thanksgiving and praise. Thursday, perseverance. And then Friday, we'll talk about what it means to pray in the Spirit. But today, we're going to emphasize praying in the name of Jesus. And so I'm going to turn over in my Bible and read some passages related to this. In John chapter 14, Jesus said in verse 13 to His disciples, and this is to us as well, we're His disciples, "And whatever you ask in My name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in My name, I will do it." Isn't that a clear, explicit promise that He has given us? Now, let's read another verse a little further over in John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. And Jesus says to His disciples, "And in that day," now He's talking about when He ascends to heaven, is no longer with them. He says, "And in that day, you will ask Me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in My name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." The joy of answered prayer when we pray in the name of Jesus. Now, to pray in the name of Jesus, very simply, it means that the name of Jesus has clout, has influence, has claims on heaven that My name or your name does not have. Now, this happens in earth, in our daily business affairs all the time. There are different names for it. There's something called the power of attorney, where someone gives another person the right to act in their name on their behalf. And I remember when I first got married 45 years ago, and Sue and I moved to St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, her hometown. We needed a car, and so we found one, and I went and talked to the local bank, and here I was, 29 years old. I'm new there in this country. I have no credit history there, and of course, the banker said he could not give me a loan on my name. My name had no claims on that bank. My name had no clout, no influence at all. Well, I told him who I was and who my father-in-law was. Now, my father-in-law had lived in that town all of his life. He was about 70 years old at the time. He was very well known. He had retired from the police force. He was the chief of detectives for many years in that city, very well known, had an account at that bank for many years. And the banker says, "Oh, if you will get your father-in-law to co-sign the loan, we will give you the money for that car." So I was able to get the car that I needed, not on my name, but on the name of George E. Stubbs. Oh, my friends, and that illustrates what Jesus is talking about. My name, your name, does not carry a lot of weight in heaven. But there is a name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, as well as things on earth and things under the earth. And when we go before God, we must make sure that we are not asking in our name, but asking in the name of Jesus. Now, it can happen very subtly that we ask in our name. Let me just read a little story here. This is from a book by R.A. Torrey called The Power of Prayer and the Prayer of Power. And he gave a wonderful illustration of this. And he ministered in the late 1800s, early 1900s, mightily used of God in many parts of the world. He says, when I was in Melbourne, Australia, as I went on the platform one day at the businessmen's meeting at the noon hour in the town hall, a note was put in my hands. The note read, "Dear Dr. Torrey, I am in great perplexity. I have been praying for a long time for something that I am confident is according to God's will, but I do not get it. I have been a member of the Presbyterian Church for 30 years and have tried to be a consistent one all the time. I have been superintendent in the Sunday school for 25 years and an elder in the church for 20 years. And yet God does not answer my prayer and I cannot understand it. Can you explain it to me?" And Torrey says, "I took the note with me onto the platform and read it and said, it is perfectly easy to explain it. This man thinks that because he has been a consistent church member for 30 years, a faithful Sunday school superintendent for 25 years, and an elder in the church for 20 years, that God is under obligation to answer his prayer. He is really praying in his own name, and God will not hear our prayers when we approach him in that way. We must, if we would have God answer our prayers, give up any thought that we have any claims upon God. There is not one of us who deserves anything from God. If we got what we deserved, every last one of us would spend eternity in hell. But Jesus Christ has great claims on God, and we should go to God in our prayers, not on the ground of any goodness in ourselves, but on the ground of Jesus Christ's claims. And this man is going on the ground of the claims that he supposes that he has, because he has been a faithful church member for 30 years, a Sunday school superintendent for 25 years, and an elder in the church for 20 years. He is praying in his own name." Torrey goes on, "At the close of the meeting, a gentleman stepped up to me and said, I wrote that note. You have hit the nail square on the head. I did think that because I had been a consistent church member for 30 years, a Sunday school superintendent for 25 years, and an elder in the church for 20 years, that God was under obligation to answer my prayers. He said, I see my mistake." Oh, my friends, when you come before God in prayer and you have a request, don't come in such self-centeredness, thinking that you have some claims upon God and God ought to answer your prayer because you did this or you did that. No, come realizing what a wonderful privilege you have been given to come before God to pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, a name at which the angels fold their wings and fall silent and bow down in homage and honor and glory. You have the privilege of coming to God and praying in the name of Jesus. And Jesus promised himself, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Are we praying in his name? I believe you will from this day forward. Hey, I'm Eddie Hyatt. I'm so glad you joined me today. Join me tomorrow. We're going to continue these episodes on getting answers to your prayers. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Check out the bookstore at the website. Check out our books on Amazon. And let me just mention, I have a brand new book out that is so timely at this time, especially for those who are listening in America, but it will bless you in any country. And it is so timely and appropriate. The name of the book is Abolitionist Founding Fathers, The subtitle is Sin, Slavery, and Redemption in America's Founding. I hope you will check it out. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.